This is Ozarks at Large. If you're going to present a musical based on the classic story Rapunzel, you have to figure out a way to get a lot of hair on stage. And the Young Artists Guild, or YAG, has accomplished that task for this weekend's production of Rapunzel in Fort Smith. Nearly everybody in the Western world has heard some version of the girl who lets down her hair. And Missy Gibson, the executive director of the Young Artists Guild, says creating the legendary hairdo was the first order of business.
What we had to do was to give you a little insider's information on this. We bought a wig that has a 5-foot braid. Okay, now remember, this is a younger show. This is our junior musical theater conservatory. This is ages 6 to 14. Our Rapunzel's a smaller girl. So a braid of five feet is long on her. Still needs to be longer. You got to throw that thing out a window. So we've also bought a real hair wig to give it a more realistic look on top and have actually cut the braid off the other wig and joined it to the other wig. So now when you cut the braid, it falls away and then the natural hair wig actually undoes itself, and so she has about a bob right under her ears or to her shoulders. It's quite fascinating. I've never done that much wig work in my life, and I probably shouldn't, actually, but it's really cute.
6 to 14. I said everyone in the Western world knows Rapunzel. Did your young cast?
They did, and you know why? Tangled.
Which is an animated movie that's based on Rapunzel.
Right, right. Okay. And Disney's Tangled is a little bit different than what we're doing. Actually, the version of Rapunzel we are producing was actually written by two of the writers from Friends, the TV show Friends, which, you know, people, you know, that grew up watching that. Of course, Jennifer Aniston and all those girls. A lot of these kids don't know the show Friends, but their parents, that should make them more interested to see it because it has a really great sense of humor, kind of a theme running through. So, yeah, you know, Tangled really kind of made these kids really want to be involved just because they loved that movie.
How important is that in attracting a young cast, that it's something they're familiar with?
Oddly enough, not so important.
Really?
We tend to have almost the same amount of kids show up per show. This year we did have about 15 more, but I honestly believe that's because last year when we did How to Eat Like a Child, that was the first year of the Junior Musical Theater Conservatory program, and it was just a new program. People hadn't heard of it. And then after we kind of established it a little bit, we had about 15 to 20 more kids show up this year, but I think it's just because of the awareness of the program. So it's funny. I think the name of the show matters more to ticket sales than it does to the kids willing to be on stage, because what I've found with young actors, if they want to be on stage, they'll basically do anything, which is kind of funny.
How many people in the cast?
We have about 30. It's a smaller cast. The Junior Musical Theater Conservatory, the focus of it is training as well as the performance aspect. So the first portion of the rehearsal process was actually just 1 week dedicated to the basics of being an actor, stage awareness, body awareness, connecting on stage, you know, working with the written word. So the first week of the process is just training. So then those kids, when they start rehearsing, they know stage directions. You can talk to them like an actor. It's not like, okay, walk 3 feet to your right, turn. Well, you know, so it's kind of neat.
Did you have this sort of opportunity when you were a young person?
Well, I have been, you know, I was Army brat. So we moved to a lot of schools. And I did almost always get involved in my local theater scene or through my school. I know in the first play I remember doing was third grade. I was Templeton the Rat in Charlotte's Web. That was a really high point of my acting career, actually. And I'd wear a fur coat and a leotard. And but I would say I didn't have a local youth theater like this. YAG is very unique in that it utilizes kids from, literally, we have 13 to 14 different towns involved, some from Western Oklahoma, as well as the River Valley, the Arkansas area. And then we have kids that are homeschooled. We have kids that go to public school. So we kind of have a mishmash of all kinds of different kids. And so I didn't have that opportunity. It was always through my school.
Mm-hmm. Rapunzel is a musical.
It is a musical.
How many numbers?
We have, oh my goodness, there's quite a few. I want to say there's about 15 numbers in it. And it's funny because they're really funny. I mean, there's this whole song about, you know, Rapunzel, the whole idea is when she turns, in our version, when she turns 13, she gets to go out and enjoy the world and see the world and get out of the tower. And so every year her mom says to her, well, you're 12 again. You know, happy 12th birthday. I was 12 last year. Nope, you're 12 again. Because she said, the witch said, as soon as you turn 13, you get to go out in the world. And so she just keeps celebrating her 12th birthday. And there's this whole song about it called Happy Birthday. And it's just, it's really fun. It's a really fun show for little kids, especially.
Well, I think there are going to be a lot of parents that can relate to that.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, not ready for you to become a teenager yet.
I know. Well, and it's funny, being a parent myself now, that's put a whole new spin on it, because when I mean, I've worked with kids forever, and, you know, you get that a little bit by watching with their parents, but until you have kind of, I guess, either your own or you have some nieces and nephews or at least a small child in your life you care about, it does, you realize how quickly it goes. Even myself with some of my students, you know, I have a girl that's graduating, that's going off to college this year, and she's been my voice student for 8 years. And I just think, I mean, and she's not my daughter, so I can't imagine what her parents are like. But yeah, just that process of you want to keep them close. Now, the twist on this is that it wasn't her daughter, so, you know, it's a little different. Yeah. But yeah.
Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
It is going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, the kids, what we're kind of excited about is we just recently won 3 more National Youth Theater Awards. So that brings YAG up to 8 National Youth Theater Awards. And we're the only youth theater in the state of Arkansas that is a national award winner. And we're also the oldest youth theater in Arkansas. And so these kids, I mean, you would be amazed to see some of the 6-year-olds on stage. I mean, they can learn choreography, that they can do all the things that director's asking about. It's quite incredible.
This may be a trite question, but do you think one of the differences, because I think if you asked people in their 30s and 40s, 20s, mm-hmm. who've never been on stage to do some of these things in a week, you mentioned stage direction, body awareness, there would be the instant, I can't do that. Does that not exist with 6-year-olds as much as it might older? Or is it every person?
You know what I'll say is they're, most of the time, they just don't have that inhibition yet. And I don't think they have as much of an awareness about failing. Hmm. You know, and what a feasible time frame is. You know, we think a week as an adult, and we're like, oh, that's 5 days. I 7 days, I can't do that, you know. And then as a little kid, they're like, oh, Friday? It's only Monday. Yeah, let's do this. You're like, I can turn this around by Wednesday. So I think there is a little bit of that. They just don't really understand time yet. And so I think that that's on their side, truly. And truth be told, the reason little kids are amazing at things is just they're just not scared normally. You know, I mean, I think as adults, we just get these fears. And little kids are invincible to a certain degree. They also get hurt a lot. And that's as a result of that invincibility. But they just are amazing, creative little creatures. And they'll try almost anything you ask them to. I mean, at least the kids that usually gravitate to our program like this, they want to be out there, you know. And so that's exciting.
Well, best of – no, break a leg.
Break a leg. Thank you.
Missy Gibson is the executive director at Young Artists Guild. The company will present Rapunzel this weekend with shows Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoon at 2 at the Arkansas Best Performing Arts Center in Fort Smith. You can learn more at yagonline.org.
Give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, steaming, flaxen, waxen. Give me down to their hair, shoulder length or longer. Here, baby, there, mama, everywhere, daddy, daddy. Hair, 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 hair. Blow it, show it, long as God can grow it. My